Jesus endeavors to provide understanding in the things they ought to understand. And he has a sort of patient way about it, whereby he just straight out just tells them what they need to know. There's not a lot of time factors given. I mean, he does answer the time question later on. The first warning he gives them is that no man deceive you. So I was talking about just a moment ago. There are men out there who desire to deceive people. They come in the name of Christ. I'm coming in the name of Jesus. They say, I am Jesus. No, they don't. No, they don't. See, this is one of those verses that people have taken in a way that doesn't make any sense. You can't come in Jesus' name and say you're Jesus. No. What it is he is saying this in a reflective sense of saying, I, Jesus, I being Jesus the speaker, am Christ. They're going to come, as Peter affirmed, I am Christ, so shall they affirm, I am Christ. This is saying by way of affirmation, saying by way of confession. They're going to say, Lord, 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 but he does not know who they are. They're going to say, I come in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the Christ. Lord, Lord. And they're going to be deceivers. The Apostle Paul, in the book of Acts, chapter 20, verse 28, talks about what would happen when the apostles would pass on. He says, take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock, over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. He's speaking to church leadership that he was leaving behind. Verse 29, for I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also, of your own selves, from among the church leadership that we have appointed, from the men sitting here before me who I am addressing as overseers of the flock, overseers being episcopos, elders, overseers, bishops. Of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. Therefore watch, and remember that by the space of 3 years I ceased not to warn everyone, night and day, with tears. And now, brethren, I commend you to God, and the word of his grace, which is able to build you up, and give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified, etc. They knew, the apostles knew the warning of the Lord, that men would enter in among the flock, and even from among the flock, and from among the leadership especially. And that is a story of all history. Christian history is the story of the wolves entering in, and devouring up the flock, and making the way of truth a way that is evil spoken of, and of perverting the doctrine of Christ, and of perverting the image of Christ, and of defiling the name of Christ by their wicked deeds, and their wicked words, and their wicked ways of their wicked religion. And they perverted Christianity with leaven into something that is unrecognizable. Now, that's the history of the Catholic Church immediately after that, but it's still the same today. They still come, only now they come from every direction. There's not just one place where you can look. No. From every direction, from every little denomination, up springs the deceivers. Up spring those who pervert the doctrine of Christ. Those who say, I know him. Those who say, I'm coming to you in the name of Jesus. Those who come saying, Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is the Christ. I affirm that the Messiah is Jesus Christ, crucified. That's what they say. And on the day of judgment, they're going to come before him and say, Lord, Lord, have we not done these things in your name? You are our Lord. And he's going to say, how came you hither, not having on a wedding garment? I don't know who you are. I've never known you. But to those whom he receives, he says, from the foundation of the world, I knew you. Before you were born, I knew you. And I raised you up to be a son. You know, Jesus answered a couple questions. Like one was, are there few that be saved? And his answer was not direct, but it was affirmative. Yes, there are few that be saved. Few. Many are called, but few are chosen. Chosen means you're saved. Called means the sower. The sower went forth to sow. Some seed fell by the wayside. Some seed fell on stony ground. Some field, some sprang up right away. They believed, and it withered away. Others were choked among thorns. I believe the world. There be few that be saved. Not many seeds fell on that good ground. Not much ground is good for cultivation. Many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Begs the question. There are few that be saved, and many that be deceived. That dynamic alone tells us, who have ears to hear, that everything you see in the world, the majority of what you're looking at is deception. There are many that be led astray. Of course, though, from the mainstream churches, right, from the majority churches, they say, well, you're a cult. We are the mainstream. We represent orthodoxy. We represent the wide path where everyone is here. We're all going to heaven. Wide is the path that leads to destruction. No, we teach a very narrow path. You got to believe in Jesus. The thing is, many there be that enter in it your way. By virtue of the response you're getting, it teaches me that that must be deception. Because so many people follow it. Well, Paul, that almost becomes kind of crazy because there are all kinds of tiny little movements, where a few people believe. And how do I know which one of them is right? How do you know? How do I know? Can I teach you the way of knowing? The thing is, if God's going to suffer you to be deceived, if you receive not the love of the truth, that you might be saved, you're going to be deceived. And the same is true for me. If the gospel I love and the word of God that I love is not the truth, then I am not of the truth. And all I'm here to do is to deceive a few people who are willing to listen to this stuff that I say. That's all I'm here to do is to deceive that few people who do that. Now you could say, well, I'm just part of the whole. Now that would make sense. Those little churches are part of a bigger picture. Getting people out of every little niche. Because there's big movements and small, right? But the majority of them are false. But whatever you think, the truth is going to be a small way. It's going to be where few enter in. It's going to be where the truth is something that not everybody wants to hear. Because the things that everybody wants to hear are lies. The things that everybody wants to hear are not true. The things that everyone wants to hear are things that tickle their itching ears. They are the things that people have pleasure in. They are the ways that please men.